I want to do something that just for a minute, because somebody asked this morning with a message, what did God do for Jehoshaphat? And I didn't get to that because I already got as far as I could go. And so what I want you to do right quick, like take a Bible and turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And I want to show you what God did after he went through the procedures. God shows us what he did beforehand, how God honored that. And when it came down, if you look with me real fast, I'm just going to read them. I'm not going to do any explanation anyway, and then we get right into the communion service. But if you notice, if you start out reading in chapter 1 of chapter 20, verse 1, and read down through the whole chapter, you'll see in the first 13 verses has to do how he prayed and he learned from Solomon as he went back. But I want you to notice when you get to verse 12, it says this, and let's just read it real fast like, he said, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. That's why I left yet this morning. Now, the reason I say this, because you look at what he said beforehand, how he got himself ready before God to go before him in prayer and brought the people to the same place that the whole nation, at least a majority of the nation, would pray in the same type prayer with attitude that Joshua was praying. And he said, and all Judah stood before the Lord. Notice, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. It started with the king. It went down. They're prepared. They don't know what they want to do. They know this, that when they talk about what's going on, they know this. We don't know what to do in verse 12, he says, but our eyes are upon you. It must have been a wonderful time in God's sight to see the whole nation of Israel standing with their families and Jehoshaphat and the leader just looking to God and says, oh God, we don't know what to do, but our eyes upon you. I believe every eye was looking towards heaven. Now watch. And watch now. Then, I'm going to skip through a few verses, just go through really. Then upon Jehazel, notice the latter part of that verse, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, that thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but notice, God's. Isn't that an amazing thing? See, ladies and gentlemen, when we face things in this life, and we face it right, according to the scriptures that God gives us to approach him, then it becomes his battle, not ours. And he says, I battle for you. Then I like as he go forth. Now watch. He says, he goes on, he says, tomorrow go you down against them. Now just get, we're not warriors, Jehoshaphat said. They're sheep herders. But he said, you get them together and you go down to a certain place against them. Behold, they came up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jericho. An amazing thing, they didn't know where they were at, nothing. But God gave, I wonder what these armies of Moab and others thought when they found out later, through somehow I'm sure that they knew exactly where they were at. But they didn't have to fight at all. Watch, he says this in verse 17. Ye shall, when you get there, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, see the salvation of the Lord with you. Same thing Moses said at the River Jordan. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And watch. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. He didn't stand upright to pray. He didn't kneel to pray. He got down with his face into the ground like dust, sackcloth, and ashes. And notice, and he said, all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord and worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up. Now the Levites or the priests here to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Some people say, I don't like loud voices in church. Well, you better not be around Israel this time because they're giving God praise. Now watch. And they rose up early in the morning and went forth unto the wilderness of Tokia. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. He said, listen, just believe God's going to do what he said he'd do. You may take a little time. It might seem like a period of time, but God's going to do what He said He's going to do. Just believe God. Keep our eyes on Him. That's what we promised God we'd do. That's what we're going to do. Then notice He says, and when He's consulted with the people, He appointed singers. Isn't it amazing? They're going to battle and they're singing. They don't have an arsenal of any kind. God said, you go towards them. But notice what He said. And He consulted with people, and He appointed singers unto the Lord, and they should praise the beauty of His holiness as they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, set an ambush against the children of Ammon. When they went forth, God set an ambush against them in Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Now, amazing, just listen to me. Can you imagine? They've been fighting all over the country, beating everybody, their gods and everything else. They had war. Each country had arsenals and so forth. And here comes this little nation of Israel who has a multitude of people, and they're not even showing arsenal at all. They're just singing praises unto God. You don't fight battles singing, but you do when God tells you to. Get this. Glory to God. Get it. Ladies and gentlemen, because it amazes me what you see happen. They said, and for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, uttered to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. They got so confused, they got fighting among themselves. And all the countries got fighting among themselves. And what? And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude. When they come to where they could see what's going on in the valley, he looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. Did not God say in verse 12, He said, ye shall not need to fight in the battle. Just set yourself against them. What's the salvation of the Lord? And what happened? Not only did not anybody get hurt or wounded, but they literally, God had the people to turn against each other somehow or another. Maybe it confused them, the fact that Israel didn't come with an arsenal. They came singing praise to their God. And when you see why, because all they heard was that loud voice of singing praise to God. And when these armies got defeated, the first thing he said, their God did this. And watch what he goes on. He said, I'm not going to preach to you, but this excites me. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, all of them, they found around them in abundance both riches and the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off from themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in getting the spoil. It was so much. Isn't that amazing? They didn't have to lift a hand, do nothing but praise God. And the whole nation did it. And they got confused among themselves, started killing each other. And here the battlefield is full of dead bodies. They go in and they're able to take the spoil. And so on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Berachot, and went for there they blessed the Lord, and so forth. Look in verse 27. And then they returned every man to Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them to go to Jerusalem with joy. He was leading them, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with the psalters and the harps and the trumpets unto the house of the Lord. In verse 29 is the last one. And the fear, here's what happened. Can you imagine hearing this nation turn to their God? All the other nations turn to their God, and they say, hey, we went over there. Your gods can't do anything for us. We've done destroy all these other nations and so forth. We've run through them just like, you know, water run through a valley. But this one here, they have no arsenal. They go out to fight against the Moab and all the other countries and nations with them, and suddenly they devour each other in absolute chaotic condition, not even understand what's going on. Israel reaps the reward, and the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. Isn't that amazing? So what's it going to do for us, preacher? It's going to do for us exactly when we come and approach God like we should, and God answers our prayer and does for us, the world's going to be stunned and say, I don't see how in the world that happened. I believe God's on the throne just as much today as he was in that day. Amen. And I believe many times our prayers may not be answered like they should because we don't come to him like we should. We want him to adjust to us rather than us adjust to him. That's another thing.